Welcome, everybody, to the Chamber of Her Liquid Secrets. Let's see, today is June 1st, 2023. And I wanted to take some time to put out some declarations for myself on this podcast. Maybe for other women that might have had the same issues and problems in this world. This podcast is going to be a little bit different because it's going to go into certain things that I am healing and taking back my own power in my life as a woman. Let me take a drink of water. So, people that don't know me wouldn't know a lot of things that I've gone through in my life. While I put out a few things here and there on my podcast, I haven't really put out a whole lot about the things that I have suffered through as a woman. And I started thinking with the whole thing with the Roe v. Wade thing that's been overturned, it's just really sparked a flame inside of me. To really recover and express my own voice and my own heart in my own life. You might be a woman that has suffered from the disrespect of other people in your relationship. The discounting of the feminine power. Which I've been a witness to in my almost 30-year relationship with my twin flame. I've had a lot of people discount me, overlook me, and just all concentrate just on him, okay? And it's been something that I've been going through for almost 30 years. You know, the constant barrage of women discounting me and my power in this relationship. And it's been very difficult. And I think I had to kind of come to a place in my life where I'm just not willing to take that energy at all anymore. Not willing to do it. And my husband and I discussed it. I brought it up to him the other day. I said, look, I consider myself a very kind, loving person, but I'm really no longer nice by society standards. Meaning, I was more nice and kind when I was younger. Went along with how people treated me and didn't ever voice my opinion, just let it kind of go. And now since I'm now 62 going on 63 of this year, which I absolutely love my age. I love my age because it gives me the strength of conviction in my bones now, where I did not have that when I was younger. I was too busy people pleasing and letting things go. And not, what's the word that I want to use? Not putting myself out there as far as voicing my displeasure on how I'm being treated by other people. So I pretty much talked to my husband. I said, look, I'm a very kind person, I'm very loving, but I'm really going out of the phase of being nice anymore. I'm putting up more boundaries, and if I come across somebody that I know that has wronged me in the past in some way by something they said or did, and if they can come up to us as a couple, I'm not going to stand there and play let's pretend that everything's nice anymore. Okay? And I pretty much told him, look, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not playing that game, because then that totally discounts everything that they did to me and to you, really. And he agreed. So I'm at a place and point in time in my life, if I'm not being treated the way I feel that I should be treated, with respect, nothing more, nothing less, just respect as his wife, and it's been put into my face at least 2 times. The second time, that'll be it. It's not going to be a third time. That's it. And so I'm on this podcast, I'm going to give you a true story that happened to us just the other day, where my husband and I love to go to the pool and go swimming. That's one of our main activities that we do as a couple. Brings us closer. We enjoy it. We talk in the pool sometimes, and while we're exercising, and we really enjoy being with each other. But on this one occasion, this way older lady, she'd gotten into the jacuzzi, and she asked us our names, and we told her. And so what happened was, is the second time, she made it a point to, like, say my husband's name. Oh, hey, very animated. And but it's the way she said his name, so animated, like, ooh, And then when she got to me, it was like, what was your name again? And for the first time ever, I stood up for myself, and I even wrote this on my Instagram. I said, look, lady, if you can't remember my name, then I don't want you to remember my name. And then she went slinking off like a snake down to the other end of the pool to get in, other than coming into the pool where we were. So for me, I don't enjoy having encounters like that, but in another aspect, I kind of do, because I'm standing up for myself as a woman. And I've pretty much decided from now on, if I feel like I'm being discounted, discarded, that I'm not taking that anymore, and I'm going to speak up for myself. We've had people, coming up to us at a coffee shop sometimes, like, that we used to know, like, years prior, and we might have stopped going there because we didn't like how they were treating us or treating me or treating him. And we had an encounter the other day where I'm still learning my way through it, and I didn't get a chance to really tell him how I felt, this guy that came up and then talked to us, because at one point in time, when I decided to go to Canada with my friends, I guess when my husband went to the coffee shop alone, this guy came up and started talking bad about me, like very disrespectful. And my husband stood up for me, but I was like, you know what? Next time, if we go to that same place and I have that guy coming up to us, I'm not just going to sit there. I'm going to tell him, can you please not come up to us anymore? Because I don't like you, and I don't like the way you disrespected me. And don't think I don't know about it because my husband told me what you said. And so, not willing to play the game anymore of the nice, quiet little wife. No, not doing that. So, I don't know if there's any other women out there that have had the same thing. People just disrespecting the relationship that you're in, thinking that that somehow they might be interested in your husband, I don't know, and make it clear to him in front of you. That kind of thing, that disrespect to me. Part of the problem and issue here on earth is women and men do not have respect for the relationship they're in, that other people are in. And I've encountered that a lot with other women. While I'm standing there beside my husband, making it clear to him that they have the hots for him or whatever, and then I'm like, okay, this is total disrespect and disregard for me and the energy. So, and I've really been witnessing a lot of women do this. And to me, I'm more like, where is the respect and the sacred boundary around when people are married or together or have been together? I think a lot of people have issues with that. They have trouble with that. And I think as a whole, as women or men, as the case may be, when you're being discounted and disrespected, and it's in front, especially if it's in front of your face, I think it's up to both people to say something. Okay? So, I'm just kind of making a declaration to the universe at this point. I'm going to be really working on this with myself and make it a point to really voice my feelings and not being quiet anymore. When things like that come to me in front of me, I'm like, I'm not doing that anymore. I've noticed a lot in my relationship. We've had lots of men disrespecting our relationship with me. People like here where we live, there's a way older man that keeps kind of, he keeps us distance from our door, and we sometimes keep it open for fresh air, but I notice he likes to keep looking in to try to see where I am. Very disrespectful. And, me and my husband both had to kind of talk to him about this. And so what I'm trying to say is, I think it's important for both couples to put up boundary lines of in a relationship and not be afraid or too timid to tell people, hey, I don't appreciate this energy. I'm not doing this energy anymore. And I've noticed a lot of people that have done stuff in the past like at the coffee shop we were at the other day, they have no qualms about just coming up and talking like nothing ever happened. And if I had it to do over again, this just happened a couple days ago. If I had it to do over again, I would have told the guy, "Look, I know what you said about me to my husband because he told me, and I don't appreciate your energy at all of being disrespected. And I would appreciate it if you see us to just stay away and don't come up to us and talk." That kind of thing. And, I'm no longer going to take that kind of disrespect, any kind of disrespect. And I think that's been part of my issue is not, I mean, I've always valued myself and what I bring to the table. But as I'm getting older, I feel like I'm valuing myself more as the sacred woman in the relationship. And my husband is valuing himself a lot more as the sacred masculine in the relationship. And we've learned through a lot of hard times and a lot of pain. But because our core essence is that we love each other, we're both in love with each other, and we've had a lot of people surrounding us that haven't wanted us to stay together. So, but our commitment and our love to each other, the core essence is to stay together forever. And that's our declaration. We've had family, supposed family, not wanting us to be together, like my mother. And we've had a lot of experiences as a couple of people trying to screw with us as far as our relationship, or disrespecting me, or disrespecting my husband. We've had it both. And if I could give out some advice tonight, it would be, and all I can do is really give out advice as the woman. If you're a woman in a relationship, it's really kind of, I feel, up to you to really, I believe, set the tone of the relationship. Don't wait for the man, because I believe that men as a whole are beautiful people, but they've been highly brainwashed and programmed by society to react and do things a certain way. And really, I believe once the woman really realizes, hey, I'm the one that's really steering the ship here of where I want the ship to go. Once you take that responsibility, once you take that power back, that you know that really you're the leader in the relationship. And yeah, the man might lead sometimes, but let's just be honest. And I'm not saying women don't have our faults. We do as a whole. But I do feel that men are way more highly brainwashed than women, and they don't really know half the time really what the hell's going on or the way the relationship should go. And that takes, I feel, for a woman to really grow into her own voice, her own heart, her own power, knowing your worth. And not being able to put yourself out there as far as your feelings when your boundaries get crossed. That's what I'm trying to say. So I think it's really important in a relationship for the woman to be, I'm not saying always, but the person with the most steady heart and the steady hand of knowing kind of where to steer the ship should, I feel, be the one that kind of leads the relationship. And I think both me and my husband do lead our relationship together, but in the times when we got into trouble, I was the one, the only one that was standing to steer the ship. So I really consider myself the leader in the relationship, because I'm the one that really walked through the fire. And stood stood strong in the midst of all the storms that came through, because I feel that I pretty much, as a core, at a core level, kind of know who I am, what I'm here to do. And so that gives me a very strong ground to stand on and to not be afraid, as I'm getting older, to really speak my mind, speak my heart, create my boundaries. So I wanted to thank all of you for listening tonight. And there'll be more in the very near future of different stories and different magical things coming in. But today, I'm embodying June 1st, 2023. I thought it was important to give a voice to the things that have happened to the both of us in the relationship and how we're handling it now, and hopefully giving some advice to other people of what boundaries look like, how to stand up for yourself in the midst of being disrespected or giving the person the importance that they deserve, is what I'm trying to say. So thank you for listening tonight. I love you, and bye for now.